31. Funny. Shailene had a box of cronuts for them, the salted caramel ones from Coffee Jones. When Flynn worked there, one of her jobs had been shifting the trays of freshly printed cronuts to the oven. If you didn't do it right, the lattice of the salted caramel caved in, and you got a flatter, less special cronut, one where the topping might pull your fillings out if you chewed too fast. Still, it was nice of Shailene to have gotten them for the meeting. She'd also gotten Lithonia, a woman who worked for Macon sometimes, to mind the front counter so they wouldn't be interrupted.
First question,
Shailene said, looking from Macon to Edward to Flynn.
Is how funny is this?
The four of them were sitting around a card table that had been used as a cutting board, its top frayed with repeated scoring.
Agreed, said Macon. And?
Shailene opened the Coffee Jones box. Flynn smelled warm caramel.
We can't find patents that match up, said Edward, let alone products, so we're not going to be counterfeiting. Looks like the thing we're printing is for doing something that something a lot more evolved could do a lot better.
How can you tell that? Flynn asked.
Lot of redundancies, obvious workarounds. We're being paid to build something they have the real plans for, but we're building it out of available parts that approximate that. Plus other parts we print, plus some other available parts we modify, print on.
He'd taken his viz out and put it in his pocket, as had Macon, professional courtesy. Shailene offered Edward the cronuts. He shook his head. Macon took one.
So?
She asked.
How funny is that? And if it's not funny, why is somebody willing to buy me a pair of very high-end printers just to run one off? Run off four,
Macon corrected.
One and three backups. Homes,
Shailene said.
They set people up.
She looked at Flynn. It's Burton's deal, Flynn said to Shailene.
Then why isn't he here?
Because Leon went and won the lottery this morning. Needs help dealing with the media. Which had a top layer of truth to it, but latticed, like the caramel and the cronuts.
Heard he did, said Macon. Money flooding into the Fisher clan?
Not that much. 10 mil with taxes on it. This fabbing's a job, though. These are people Burton's been working for on the side. I've done a little for them, too.
Doing what?
Shailene asked. Gaming? They won't say what it is, like we're beta testing something.
A gaming company?
Macon asked. Security, said Flynn. Working for a gaming company.
That would fit, said Edward. We're printing hands-free interface hardware. Sort of thing the VA might hook Connor up with if they had the money,
Macon said, looking at Flynn.
Lets you operate things by thinking about it. Closest patent matches are medical, neurological.
He pulled his cronut apart, the caramel stretching, sagging.
Even the haptics Burton used in the Marines.
What's it look like? Flynn asked, taking a cronut as Shailene offered them.
Headband with a box on it, Edward said. Too heavy for comfort. Have to print a special cable for it. One of the two printers is just for doing that, the cable. That printer will only be the 33rd in this state. And fully registered,
Shailene said.
If we're not fabbing funny,
Macon said.
Registered is fine, and no way to get one, unregistered. We looked. Both those machines will be here tomorrow,
said Shailene,
if the goth's telling the truth.
Goth? Flynn asked.
Wait up, said Macon. You agreed to the job already? I figure I've still got the option to not take delivery,
said Shailene. Then to Flynn.
English woman, dumbass contact lenses. You gave her my number.
Burton must have. I deal with a guy.
Said they're in Colombia, said Shailene. Printer order came out of Panama. Those printers each cost way over what I gross annually, both sides of the business. Once they're delivered, they're mine. And she didn't seem to give a shit about the fee on top of that. Sounds like builders to me.
There's a game, said Flynn. I've seen it, and the guy I've talked with says they're security, working for the game company. Asked him if they were builders, said no. They've got money, seem to not mind spending it. I know you're particular about this, Mankin, and so am I. But this isn't like we're taking money from people we know are builders. She wasn't doing that great a job of convincing herself, so she doubted she was convincing Mankin. That's Burton's take on it, too. Nobody said anything. Flynn took a first bite of her cronut. They'd gotten the lattice just right.
Columbia was a drug place before there were builders, said Edward. Now it's a money place, like Switzerland.
Flynn swallowed. You want to do it? Edward looked at Mankin.
Good money, said Mankin. Or a cut of Shailene's fee.
You're careful, Mankin, Flynn said. So why take it on?
Careful, said Mankin. But curious. Gotta be a balance.
I don't want you blaming me, said Flynn. Why would you take this on?
The files they sent, Edward said. We're being asked to fab something that we can't find any record of having been built before. Could be corporate espionage, said Mankin. That would be interesting. Haven't gone there before. That has our attention.
Edward nodded. If you could figure out what it was for, Flynn said, you could make more of them?
We could make more of them anyway, Mankin said. But we'd have to figure out what it does, whatever it does, too. There isn't anything we know of exactly for that thing to control. But, said Edward, shyly reaching for a cronut, we probably could. Reverse engineering.
Shailene was staring down the last three cronuts, locked in inner battle with her diet.
Then you're on,
she said, not looking up.
Then she looked at Flynn. We're doing this, she said.
Flynn took another bite of cronut, nodded.